I was talking with a friend. He got back from a vacation in Hawaii, and he was like, you know, they give you a lei when you land in the airport there at Hawaii.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've been to Hawaii before, but it's been years and years and years ago, and I don't remember.
And you didn't get laid?
No, I didn't get laid.
Oh, dang.
I mean, I was in high school. I probably would have enjoyed that, but I...
A Hawaiian lei.
Right. I didn't get that.
Okay. The flowers that they put around your neck. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, but they give that to you when you land. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like,
yes.
I had no idea that was a thing. But
yeah.
I got to thinking, I was like, all right, well, if they did that in every city, like you got a little something when you land.
A little swag bag.
Yeah, a little bag or a little something that was indicative of the city that you are landing in.
Little welcome gift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What would it be in Louisville?
Bourbon.
A little shot of bourbon?
Little glass, a little bottle of bourbon, I feel like, right? Which would be awkward if it's a kid.
Well, they got to learn sometime, right?
Like maybe for a kid, maybe like a horseshoe, maybe for the derby, right?
A horseshoe.
Or if they have them make the little mini Gallapalooza horses, do they have those?
Like
they
should. Like a little, a little figurine of a horse or something.
Yes, and maybe a mini Louisville Slugger baseball bat.
Yeah, Jessica texts in and says a mini Slugger bat, both as a souvenir and for protection.
Yes. Yes. It's multifunctional.
Dr. Aaron texts in and says derby pie. All right.
Yes.
Yeah, like the little, almost like little square of derby pie or something like that. That might be good.
Yeah.
What about
bourbon balls? Shot of bourbon? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What about those Majescas? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I have no idea what that is.
How do you not know what a Majesca is?
I don't know. What is it?
It's those little... candies, like Mousse makes them, and they're like a marshmallowy sort of caramel. They're coated in caramel, and it's like a kind of a marshmallowy center.
Yeah, I have never had it.
You've never had a Majesca?
Sounds delightful, but no, I have not had it.
What?
Oh my God. Don't shame me.
I feel like sometimes, Kelly, like you...
Where do we find these?
Everywhere! Literally everywhere.
Listen, if it's not in the chocolate lane, I haven't been looking for it.
Okay.
You coat it in chocolate and I'll talk about it.
Well, it's coated in caramel, they're pretty good.
It's like a chocolate coated marshmallow. It's like a moon pie. I've had those. Love those.
No, it's not a moon pie.
Not a moon pie?
A Majesca is something different than a moon pie.
Okay. Ooh, Samantha says a drumstick from KFC. Yes. That would be appropriate.
All right.
Give people at the airport.
Yeah.
Like, welcome to Louisville. Here's a drumstick from KFC.
Yeah, so...
See, Justin says 45 years old, no idea what you're talking about.
Well, good.
Like, act like everybody on planet Earth knows what you're talking about. And Justin and I do not. And neither has Alma. Thank you. And Alicia. Everybody's rolling in. They have never heard of a... Is it even how you... spell it? Majesca.
Okay, so why don't you Google it, and while you're doing that, I'll give you a little thing about it, because it's from, and it's developed, it was created in Louisville, and you can literally get them at any of the like souvenir places. They always have it.
Everybody's rolling in. They have never had it before.
Well, you know
I'm
what?
Not the only one. Thank you. All of my people.
This is a great learning experience. This is a great learning experience. You can literally get them anywhere. It's a candy that's created from Louisville. And, and it is as Louisville as bourbon balls are.
Okay. So by the way, you spell it Modjeskas. And yes, you get it. Mousse candy on East Market.
Yeah. That's what I said. Mousse downtown.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, I have never but had the pleasure of going to Mousse yet either.
I know, but they're not the only place that has them, and you don't have to necessarily just go to the store to get those candies.
Okay.
Like Morgan had texted, Paul's Fruit Market carries them all the time. But anyways.
Again, unless it involves chocolate, I'm
so
probably
so maybe
not doing
we
it.
Should hand those out, because no one knows what they
no
are.
No one knows about it, sure.
And they're
okay.
Delightful.
All right, great.
Anyways.
Oh, you can find them at Cracker Barrel, Maggie said. Okay. All right. Kelly, oh, and Chimps in Jeffersonville, also a good place to get those.
It's funny because, Kelly, I feel like there are times when I feel like you are so under a rock when it comes to this city. And I'm like, you've been here forever. But sometimes it's like Majeska's. I don't know how you have gone this long without hearing about those.
Under a rock. Well, there's a lot of people under the rock with me.
Yes. And you know what?
On that
one. We are all learning together. All right. Hey, if you've got something good or anything you want to add, 502-795-1997. Creepin', if Louisville handed you something, or if Southern Indiana handed you something, what would it be? All right, let me know. If you got off the airplane in Louisville and they handed you something that was pure Louisville, what would it be?
Ben has introduced a lot of us to Majeska's from Moots Candy.
Which I
and
thought
listen,
that was
everyone's
just
going to be flooded to Moots Candy today, and they're going to be like, what the heck happened?
Look, I thought that was just kind of a known thing, that little marshmallowy candy with coated in caramel.
And apparently there are some that are chocolate covered as well. I'm down with that.
Yeah, I want to say, and I think someone actually texted this, but I can't find it right now. But I think Shimp's across the river in Southern Indiana, they have it as well.
Yeah, Jeffersonville, yep.
Yeah.
Yep. They sound delightful, but no, I haven't been living under a rock, thanks. There's been a lot of people that don't know about them either. We're open to learning, though. You want to stop shaming us.
You know what? I don't think you are open to learning.
I'm open to learning.
I don't think you are.
I'm learning about candy.
Oh, shoot.
I'm all about learning about candy.
All right, so what would it be in Louisville? What would it be in Southern Indiana? Asia said Southern Indiana most definitely would hand you paraphernalia of some kind and bail money. Oh, gosh. Listen.
Come on.
Listen.
Oh, that's harsh.
They don't deserve that. They don't deserve
that.
Not everyone.
No. Not every Grippo's in a big red. Yes.
Grippo's in a big
Grippo's
red.
In a big red.
Yes. Or a nail 8 or something. Yes.
Yep. Oh, man. And again, somebody else texted Jeffersonville, toy sheriff and hush money. Cash in his hands. What is going on? No.
Oh,
not nice.
Shoot. That is nice. Funny. Swifty Kim rolls in and says a Gorilla Brown, Gorilla Bob's hot brown.
That might be a little messy.
Yeah, I was going to say at the airport, here you go. Open your hands. Here's a hot brown. Oh, shoot.
Delightful, but maybe a coupon. Go get one.
Toy sheriff and hush money. It's just, y'all are doing Southern Indiana dirty. Normally, that's reserved for me. Normally, I throw some stones at Southern Indiana. And you know what? Honestly, there's nothing against Southern Indiana. I just like to
just
do it.
Love. It's a running joke.
It is.
Yes. I mean, Michelle says, first thing I was thinking of, Florida Lee. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Little Florida Lee. Yeah.
Jessica rolls in and says, I've lived here my entire life, never had Nail 8.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, those are pretty good. Those are like kind of a, it's like a soda, almost like a ginger soda or something.
Yes, but they've got a new peach flavor I tried. It's delightful.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. Yeah, it tastes good when you put bourbon in it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe you do that. Maybe you hand them a little can of Ale 8 and a little bourbon bottle to go with it.
Do a little mixer. Louisville Water Company water bottle filled with the best tap water. All right, Alicia.
You know what? Not going to lie. There is something about the water that's around here that is that no other city holds a candle to. So,
yep.
Someone text in, give Southern Indiana a toothbrush.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on now. You guys are just being mean.
White Castle's in a big red? Okay.
All right. White Castle's in a big red. I like that. All right. Well, hey, thank you. If you want to continue texting, you can. 502-795-1997. That's fun.